Andrew Boyd, thank you very much for joining us here on TWR UK. What have you made of these interim findings from the Bishop of Truro?
The Bishop of Truro's report, which was commissioned by the Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, Release International was a part of that. We gave evidence to it. And what the report is saying is that the persecution of Christians worldwide is spreading, it's increasing in severity, and it's now reached levels approaching genocide. And that raises the real risk of Christians being wiped out in the Middle East. And that's extraordinary. But this is a very significant wake-up call. It's a wake-up call to us all. It's a wake-up call to government. The report is very detailed. The examples it gives are strong and clear. And what it's saying must not be ignored. And the fact that Jeremy Hunt has commissioned it, it is only an interim report. The next stage of that report is to say what governments should and must be doing in response to this. And that comes out in June, and we look forward to that.
And why do you mentioned that it's good news. Why do you think it's so important that this whole topic is brought to the fore at the moment?
Well, it's good news like an alarm clock going off in the morning and dragging you out of your sleep is good news. At the moment it goes off, you think, oh, good grief. But actually, you want to wake up, and we need to be waking up to this. I mean, one of the points that the report has made is really significant. There are many significant points in it. But it says the eradication of Christians and other minorities on pain of the sword or other violent means is the specific and stated objective of extremist groups in Syria, Iraq, Egypt, Northeast Nigeria, and the Philippines. What this report is doing is joining the dots, dots that have been seen in isolation before. We've looked at what groups like Islamic State have been doing and Boko Haram. Both of those groups have made it front and center that their intention is to kill Christians. That influence, the thinking behind that, is happening not just in Nigeria, not just in Iraq, but in places like Egypt, the Philippines, and elsewhere. And the stated aim is the eradication of Christianity. What we're seeing is religious cleansing, and this report is saying we're seeing it on the scale now that it is approaching a genocide. When that happens, the world has to wake up, because governments are obliged to act where there is evidence of genocide.
If we had people listening to us, Christians listening to us from a place like Nigeria or Iraq, how do you think they would respond to us having this discussion about these interim findings?
I think they would be saying, and they probably are saying, thank goodness you finally got the message, because we're living in that reality on a daily basis. I've spoken to Christians who've been driven out of Christian villages in Iraq by Islamic State. I've spoken to Christians who've been driven out of Christian villages in Northeast Nigeria by Boko Haram and by Fulani militants. They know that this is a reality, and the rest of the world must wake up and actually begin to influence governments in Nigeria and elsewhere to take effective action against their militants. There's been an awful lot of turning a blind eye. And in places like Nigeria, there are constant, persistent allegations of military collusion with these militants, because these are societies which are divided in their approach to Christianity and their view of the Christian faith. So these governments must wake up and take action.
How pleased are you, Andrew, that the Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, seems to be taking this really seriously?
Absolutely delighted that he is. And everything that I've heard him say on this subject has had me punching the air going, yes, you're right. I mean, he calls this a wake-up call. His words are that governments have been asleep at the wheel over the issue of Christian persecution. Now, when that's being said at the heart of government, it's a truth that's being spoken, and it's a truth that we hope will set people free, because something has to happen here at the heart of government to begin to address these issues worldwide. We can't simply put them off as other people's problems. The world is one big neighborhood these days. We all have an influence. We all have a part to play. And the fact that the British government now is actually following suit with what the Americans have been doing for a time and talking about countries that are of major concern because of religious persecution, this is excellent news.
We've discussed that this is the interim report. What are you hoping to see when the report is fully published and the recommendations are attached? What would you like to see in those recommendations?
We'd like to see a clear stated aim to government which says you need to engage with this. And as ever, there are two ways to engage in things. One is by intentional, very deliberate diplomacy, getting behind the scenes to persuade people to do things differently. Another way is, of course, raising issues and saying it's the carrot and the stick issue, really. But whatever happens here with government, there has to be a clear, decisive plan to both encourage and rebuke where necessary, where governments are turning a blind eye to this kind of scale of violence against Christians.